Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Everyone knows it's important to have a good sense of humor. In fact, it's a sign of sanity, a sign of insight, and often enough a sign of real humility. But everybody also knows that certain jokes are not okay morally. In fact, the Catholic moral tradition condemns the sin of derision, or what the Catechism calls irony aimed at disparaging someone by maliciously caricaturing some aspect of their behavior. And we know there are other jokes that are blasphemous or totally inappropriate in other ways. So how do we distinguish humor that's healthy, all in good fun, from jokes that should be off limits for everyone? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In our striving to be saints, which is the goal of life, we should have a sense of humor. But the first thing to understand is exactly what's going on when we tell a joke or when we find something funny. Something is humorous or comical when it combines three ingredients. First, something that's surprising. Second, something unimportant. And third, something that's out of place. So, for example, a guy stepping on a rake and bonking himself in the head, that's funny. Why? Because it's unexpected, because it's relatively unimportant, and because something's obviously out of place. That's not what rakes are for, and that rake shouldn't have been there. So what are the kinds of things you think are funny? Or what are the things that you've given yourself over to for entertainment that were supposed to be funny, but maybe when you start to reflect on them, they don't have the right ingredients? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, we only find things funny to the extent that we don't feel as though they're important. That's why we're uncomfortable when people joke about current wars, but we're more comfortable if someone makes a dumb joke about how the French really lose their heads when they start a revolution, because the French Revolution happened so long ago that we don't feel as though it's serious. So, this is the point. It means we shouldn't make fun of those things that we should feel serious about. So we'd better not ridicule heavenly things like God or the saints or the sacraments or the church. Don't dare act like those things are not important. If those things aren't important, nothing is important, and human life is utterly meaningless. Or to take another example, we shouldn't take our grave sins lightly. Grave evil means serious evil, and you shouldn't take serious evil lightly. So don't pretend your serious sins are funny, especially the sins you haven't fully overcome yet. It is a sin against truth to pretend that what is really serious is actually unserious. And that's true whether we're talking about the greatest goods, like God Himself, or our own serious faults. So, we shouldn't make fun of that stuff. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, what about making fun of other people? There are a lot of relationships, spouses, brothers and sisters, and especially male friendships, it seems, that really seem to thrive on mutual ribbing, a friendly teasing. Well, remember, when you make fun of somebody, you are highlighting something in them that's out of place. You're drawing attention to something that is not excellent about them, or at least something you think is kind of weird. So if you're going to make fun of somebody in some way, you'd better have a relationship with that person where your respect for that person is so well established, so clear, not only between you and each other, but that other people know that it's well established, that your respect for them is clear. Otherwise, they might get the wrong idea. And the person you're making fun of, or the third party is listening, they might think that you actually only think of that person in terms of their defects. That's why, for example, it's a lot safer to make ethnic jokes of someone who has the same ethnicity. I can't say the word. Ethnicity as you do. Because then it's obvious that you don't reduce the other person to generalizations connected to their race, since you're of the same race yourself. Strangely enough, joking about someone you love can be a great way of expressing your love, since you're only willing to make that joke because the love and respect between you is so firmly and unquestionably established. But if that's not unquestionably established, or if the other person doesn't know it for sure, you better hold off. Don't make the joke if your love and respect isn't obvious to everybody, especially the person you're making fun of. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The best use of humor is nearly always directed toward yourself. Because the greatest sin is pride, where we act like we are more excellent than we are. And if you can be proactive in identifying and delighting in your own defects and foibles, your goofy little incompetencies, then you can make a lot of people happy because it's funny. And also, probably most importantly, it's one of the greatest ways to take the pressure, the stress off yourself. Because we can stop trying to be Superman or Superwoman. And if we can make fun of ourselves, then it also helps to take the pressure off of other people. So humor should be about something you don't take seriously. And in our pride, we all have the tendency to take ourselves way too seriously. So what a great way to combat all of it is to take ourselves less seriously. Be willing to make fun of ourselves a little bit around others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
I only hesitated before that Our Father because I was trying to think of ways to make fun of myself, but I can't think of any of my foibles.
I think that's a joke in itself.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I think that laughter is one of the greatest things in the world. Just real genuine laughter. Mm. And I think a sense of humor is one of the best ways to help us cope with or get over our pride, but also to cope with the stress of life and all the imperfections. There is a lot of pressure and stress in life, and a good dose of laughter is like, it's like an elixir, a healing remedy. But so much of our entertainment is not good humor. It's sinful humor. And I also find that a lot of times we rib each other as a form of subtle forms of resentment.
Of I know bringing, what you mean. Nothing. I think I have a pretty rough sense of humor, and my friends and I rib each other a lot, but there have definitely been times where I know, oh, that came from something genuine.
And not good.
Mm-hmm.
And not good. So what are your thoughts on this? Because you have a quality that I've always loved about you that I wish was more evident in much more of our entertainment. You have this innate quality to be clever, and often your cleverness is so funny because it's so surprising that it just makes me laugh out loud. And I'm lamenting that why can't we just have more clever in our entertainment? Like,
because clever is not easy. And I think you highlighted the big issue is that something that's clever is always fun because it's surprising. Someone has essentially gotten all the pieces of something together really quickly. And that's the surprising thing of being clever, I think. But we focus so much on the surprise that it's just shock value. And the most shocking thing is to cross a line.
Yeah.
The most shocking thing is to say something racist, to say something about violence, about true tragedy, while it's happening even. Or to really break other people down, because it's very surprising in the sense that we're thinking you shouldn't go there. But I think when it comes to joking about surprising and dark things, there's kind of a very specific caveat, and that's something that's also well reflected in what you just said. You just raised me up, and now if you were to make a joke about it, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
But when you're only ever saying, making that joke out of resentment, and you're not making it clear that the opposite is true. So for instance, a very easy punchline in our friend group this is actually a good setup. It always hits, and it's really funny, is whenever I say anything about high school and my friends are like, you don't get to say anything about that, you dropped out. And that's always good because I know that they respect me and my intelligence.
Right.
But if that came from someone who was saying, oh, what do you know about it? You didn't go to high school. That's resentment. You could make it a punchline, but it would still be resentment, because you haven't proved to me. It's not just have you proved respect for me, but about that thing in specific. You don't get to joke about, for instance, I've heard someone multiple times make fun of my eyes. And I'm like, you don't get to say that if you've never told me in any way that you think I'm beautiful. And I don't hear that. I only hear the statement about the eyes. I'm like, I believe you think that's true.
Yeah.
And this is a rule. It's not just, oh, wait until someone else makes a joke about it and then you can joke about it. I have friends who even came from, say, houses of abuse, and they've joked about it. I don't make that joke back to them.
Yeah.
That is not a line that's okay to cross because they crossed it.
Yeah.
They know the truth about their situation. And just because someone's self-deprecating doesn't mean that you get to
pile
join
on.
Them.
You can't pile on. Mm-hmm. I really like this principle, the first principle that you brought up, and that is with whether it's a spouse or siblings or friends or your kids or your parents, elderly parents. Maybe we need a proportion. If you build them up five times, you get to knock them down once.
Exactly. But you have to be careful in what you knock them down. I think there are also times, be careful of who you joke about. If you don't know that person well enough, know what their insecurity is. Because I think in everyone I know, there is one thing that they say, don't touch that.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's not even about, you could build them up in that way a million times.
But if you hit
the
one.
But they're not ready for that yet. They're not ready for that. They don't want that. Don't do it.
You're right. So you're really bringing up a very important point. And in this conversation, I think what we're focusing in on is that we can tear down the people that are closest to us. And if we're always trying to build them up, number one, which means what does building them up mean?
Making them aware of their own goodness.
Excellent.
I think saying it as often as possible in many different ways.
Excellent.
This is the trap that I've seen many couples struggle with, between the dissonance between men and women. Women want to hear the poetry and the beauty of it, and guys are like, but I said you're beautiful. And they're like, I don't, that sounds vague. It sounds like you don't really know why or what. And the thing we want to be revealed to us is, oh, you look so beautiful because of this. This is so wonderful about you. Your intelligence, your something.
So be specific about the
unique. You want to be fully perceived, and that's not enough to say, oh, you look good.
So be specific about the uniqueness, which means you have to know the person.
Yeah, it's like it's not as funny if you just say, you're not smart, you're stupid. It's not a clever or insightful diss in the first place.
So with the...
But in the same sense, it's also not building someone up to just be like, I mean, you're smart, so anyways.
Yeah.
You gotta get specific. I think the beauty and humor and all of these things and the compliments is the insight.
Yeah. So build people up, the people close to you. And then make sure that they know that you know them by the specificity of the way you're able to talk about them. Mm-hmm. But I think most importantly, make sure they know you have their back.
Mm-hmm.
We should be building each other up, and we should have each other's back. We should be taking care of each other. If we do those things all the time, then we can rib each other and it's fun.
Yeah.
Because I know you know me. I know you love me unconditionally. I know you care for me. I know you got my back always. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have the right to rib me. But you, on the other hand, you don't know me. Mm-hmm. You haven't proved that you got my back. You don't have any right to rib me.
Yeah.
So if we do, I think this is a good principle for a good sense of humor. Let's make sure we do these foundational things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like it's not that I wouldn't necessarily rib on someone that I had just met, but it'd be a very different kind of ribbing. I think I lean towards more hypothetical jokes. Like, oh, wouldn't it be crazy if you did that right now? That'd be so funny. It'd be wild if you were like that, because I know nothing about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can rib on people, but don't make assumptions. Only when you're very, very aware of who you're working with, what you're saying, and what it means to them.
Yeah.
But I think you have to act with certainty when it comes to humor.
I agree. And then when it comes to our entertainment, I think we've got to be a lot more discriminating about what we're viewing and what it's mocking. And remember when we were talking about use of free time, and we use the analogy of what percentage of feces would you be okay with in your brownies? Just 2% of feces, would that be okay in your brownies? So when it comes to the humor that we're taking in our entertainment, how much of it is just really bad? It's sinful that we can't have any of it. Now, I know that's going to limit it in today's world. That puts a limit.
But I think it's a good thing if we limit the things that we can take in because A, it makes it harder to get fully consumed to let it consume all your time if you're being very discerning. And also, if you stop watching stuff, if a large number of people stop watching stuff because we don't stand for it makes a big hit. But because we all go, well, we have to. You don't have to.
No, we
You
don't
never
have
had
to.
to. It's the beauty of a strike, but we have to raise up good content. And we have to be very discerning about content that isn't good. Because that's the only way to propagate a culture in which good content is even made. Right now, they know that you'll buy into anything.
So what's your favorite clever or humorous movie or book?
Oh, that's easy. Fantastic Mr. Fox by Wes Anderson. So
I
good.
was going to say the same
It's so
thing.
funny, it's so clever. It's never, yeah, it never crosses a line for me.
Do you think that there's going to be a lot of our audience that watch Fantastic Mr.
And they think
Fox
it's super
and they're
weird.
going to think you and I are really weird?
Absolutely, and that's okay. And they can rib us about it because they know.
That's
And
true.
I'm completely comfortable with being ribbed about my taste in Wes Anderson films. But I also think one of the funniest books I've read was The Three Musketeers because they have this, it's not dark humor now is so beyond dark, but their darkness is just, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm gonna duel you. One of us will have to die, but I'll be very civil about it. And it's that kind of mentality. It's very jovial. So I think that's a very fantastic and funny book.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
What's your favorite bit of comedy?
I thought Megamind was clever.
You know what? A lot of you might find this strange, but I think Megamind has actually become somewhat of a cult classic recently.
I thought it was very clever. Isn't it sad that the two we mentioned are animated?
No, I think animation plays especially well with comedy. It can push things to the extreme and to the absurd in a way that, I don't know, carries comedy well.
I agree. Well, thanks for the good conversation. Let's all of us be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.